And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is planning. Each of my guests is discussing an aspect of planning, whether it's successfully finding an alternative plan, life and career planning, or overcoming adversity when a plan goes wrong. My next guest is a successful entrepreneur and is currently the publisher of Success Magazine. We'll discuss how to jumpstart our income, our lives, and our success from his book titled The Compound Effect. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to ask a question of Darren Hardy, you can call us at 639-0008. Darren Hardy has been a leader in the personal development industry for 16 years, having led two personal development-based television networks, the People's Network, TPN for short, and the Success Training Network, TSTN for short, producing and launching more than 1,000 TV shows, live events, and products and programs with many of the world's top experts. Darren is a product and of the principles that he reveals in his book, The Compound Effect. As an entrepreneur, Darren is earning a six-figure income by the time he was 18 years old and more than $1 million by the age he was 24. He has owned a company that was producing more than $50 million a year in revenue by the time he was 27 years old. Today, Darren is the publisher and editorial director of Success Magazine. As I said, he is in a unique position to interview leading experts on human performance and achievement, as well as many of today's top CEOs, revolutionary entrepreneurs, superstar athletes, entertainers, and Olympic champions. Darren is a popular keynote speaker and appears regularly on the national TV and media, such as CNBC, MSNBC, CBS, and now Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Welcome back to the show, Darren. How are you today?
Good to be with you, Billy the Brain.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest today. It's quite an honor. So let's jump right into it, The Compound Effect. Why did you write The Compound Effect, and why did you write it now?
Yeah, well, what does it take to succeed? I mean, the answer to that question in today's society can be very perplexing and confusing. I mean, even just going into a Barnes & Noble and looking at the, say, self-improvement aisle or the business section, I mean, there's thousands of titles. More than 1 million books are published every single year. And I think with commercial media that is constantly bombarding our senses with sensational claims to get rich, get fit, get younger, get sexier all overnight with very little effort for three easy payments of $39.95, I mean, it can really be distracting and derailing for those that really just want the sincere answer. So as publisher of Success Magazine, I kind of felt a responsibility to sort of clear the clutter, demystify the truth, bring us back to the basics, the fundamentals, the truth about what it really takes to succeed. And that's kind of what I hope to accomplish in the essence of The Compound Effect.
Well, you certainly did that. And what I remarked about the book is its simplicity. I mean, the fundamentals of success are so simple. My question is, though, why doesn't everybody have the wealth, the health, the relationships that they desire?
Yeah, I think that it is the alluring temptation that it could be easy. You know, we have developed this microwave mentality that, you know, we want what we want when we want it, and we want it now. And the truth about success is that it's hard work. It's mundane. It's laborious. It could be frustrating, if not downright defeating. And it takes the period of elongated time of making the right positive and smart choices that aggregate up into the big result. But you know, patience, consistency, and long, hard work is the thing that people have a hard time sort of getting themselves through. But really, that's the answer.
Well, it certainly sounds unglamorous, and yet it pays big dividends, hence the name of your book. So how do you define the compound effect, Darren?
Well, there's one control factor that determines your entire life, all the outcomes, and your entire experience in life. And this one thing determines your waistline, it determines your bank balance, it determines your relationship status, your reputation, the size and growth of your business, you know, good or bad. And that one control factor is the choices that you make. And the compound effect is really the profound success that comes as a result of small, smart choices completed consistently over time that aggregate into what is your waistline or bank balance, right?
Right.
So it's the choices that then are ignited into action, your behavior, that are repeated through your habits, and then made consistent over time end up becoming the results that you experience in life.
All right. My guest is Darren Hardy. He is the publisher of Success Magazine. He's also the author of the book, The Compound Effect, Jumpstart Your Income, Your Life, and Your Success. Darren, in your line of work, you've really had the privilege, the honor to interview a lot of high-powered CEOs, high-powered athletes, and people that are on the cutting edge. And by the same token, the lessons that you learn, you sort of learn the reverse lesson as well, what doesn't work in the world that made these people famous. So what is the greatest challenge that you see people facing when they try to make the compound effect work for them?
Yeah, it really comes down to consistency. And again, back to this addiction to instant gratification. It's the lack of consistency that I think is the subtle stealer of dreams, hopes, and ambitions. This stop and start process kills progress in any pursuit. And winning is not determined by how fast you start, right? As a society, we're starting all sorts of things. You know, we're starting new diets. We're starting New Year's resolutions. We start new goals. But very few last. And I think winning is determined by not what you start, but by how long you last. And I think that's the greatest challenge is people's inability to stay consistent long enough to have those small, invisible results in the meantime aggregate and compound up to the extraordinary results. And you know, at Success Magazine, we pick from 6 billion people to feature only 12 people on the cover of that magazine. So, you know, how do you get on there? And the interesting thing when people ask, you know, what makes those people different than everybody else, it wasn't that they performed any heroic feat or any grand act of bravery or was any overnight quantum leap that got them to catapult themselves on the cover of Success Magazine. It was really the diligent, laborious effort of making small, positive choices day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out that, you know, over time, kind of like Einstein said, the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. Those small choices miraculously compound into extraordinary results, and that's how they found themselves there.
My guest is Darren Hardy. And Darren, you have so many good pieces of advice in your book, but some of them I found counterintuitive. And one of them is in the book you discuss that change is hard, and that's a good thing. Please explain what you mean by that.
Yeah, I call those moments of truth. You know, we all end up hitting the wall. And that could be, you know, as you're going for a run or as you're exercising or as you are prospecting in your business or as you are trying to stay consistent in your diet or as you are trying to accomplish your goals. You know, we all hit that wall. And that's the great divide, the great separator between those that end up becoming victorious and those who end up failing is what you do in that moment of truth. And so whenever I hit that wall, I'm delighted because I know that my competition is also going to be hitting this same wall. And at that moment determines whether I gain a couple of strides by climbing over the wall, pushing through, making, you know, that those extra couple of calls, pushing through those couple of extra reps, you know, saying no one more time to, you know, the extra dessert or the extra, you know, alcoholic beverage. You know, that is when greatness is defined, is when you get to the wall and what you do from that point forward. Getting there is just table stakes. What you do once you hit it, that's what separates the best from the rest.
Well, I like that. And in Success Magazine, you interview so many different successful people. And I find it interesting that people who can be very successful in one area of their life often fail in another area of your life. Why is that?
I think they become too sort of vertically focused. And, you know, if you just only work on making money at the expense of the rest of your life, that's a very dangerous proposition. I mean, you can look at People Magazine and see the examples of people who are successful in one area but utter disasters in every other area. And everybody would say, oh, I would love to have their life. But these are the ones that end up, you know, unfortunately in drug addictions or in even, you know, fatality because they are not happy. And so I think, you know, be careful the price that you pay for success in one area of your life for the expense that you might create in the rest of the area of your life. And so, you know, I think success, when we first took it over back in 2007, we had to answer the question, what is the definition of success? And in the 80s, that definition was one thing. In the 90s, it was something different. And today, that definition is something entirely different again. And we define success as whole life success. So you're successful financially, of course, in your business, yes, but also in your health and also in your relationships and also in contribution, your ability to make a difference to your community, to your society. Those are the five pillars that define whole life success as a result of our definition here at Success Magazine.
Well, without a doubt. My guest is Darren Hardy, author of the book, The Compound Effect, Jumpstart Your Income, Your Life, and Your Success. And Darren, one of the stories that I found most impressive in your book was the story that you tell about the Thanksgiving journal that you did for your wife. Can you explain what that is and how others could use this approach to help in many areas of their lives?
Yeah, I have this tradition where I write Thanksgiving cards to tell people in my life that I appreciate them. You know, a lot of people write Christmas cards. I like to do things that are different. I like to write Thanksgiving cards, and it's a great time to really just appreciate somebody. And so I was one Thanksgiving writing the cards. The last one to be done was my wife, and you know, at that moment I wasn't feeling entirely grateful. We just had a tiff earlier that day, and I was struggling to sort of figure out what, you know, and then I sat back and said, okay, what do I really love and appreciate about this person? And what was amazing is the rest of that day was totally transformed. And at the end of the day, I thought, wow, what if I could do that every day? So I kept an empty journal, and at the end of every day, for 3 to 5 minutes, I just wrote down what I appreciated about my wife that day. And I did it privately, and I did it for an entire year. And the following Thanksgiving, I had filled up an entire journal front to back, and I gave it to her as a gift. And she cried and said it was the best gift she's ever gotten, which was saying something, because 4 months earlier I'd given her a BMW for her birthday.
Wow.
So, and the interesting thing about the whole process was the person most affected by that gift was not her, it was me. So instead of just going around like we normally do, you know, what it is that is we have to complain about, what somebody's not doing, or, you know, what's irritating, you're looking for what is right and what somebody's doing that you like and appreciate. And when you change how you look at a situation, the situation changes. And so because I was looking for what was great and what was wonderful about her, I was seeing it. Because I was seeing it, I was experiencing her differently. And as a result of that, I was behaving differently. As a result of that, she was responding to me differently. And it was the best year of marriage that we had had up to that point. And it's something I recommend. Whatever somebody's frustrated about, just keep a Thanksgiving journal on it. I mean, it could be your boss, could be your neighbor, could be your children, could be the President of the United States. I promise you, you think about something that frustrates you, and you write the things about it that you also appreciate, and all of a sudden, your experience of that situation will change, and the one doing the change will not be that thing, it will be you.
That's a very touching story, and one of the more memorable stories in your book, The Compound Effect. My guest is Darren Hardy. Darren, something you said in an earlier answer when you were talking about taking over Success Magazine and making sure that people were successful in the five areas of their life reminded me of the five pillars of life, which reminded me of your mentor, the late, great Jim Rome. Why is having a mentor so important, and why is it the best? And what's the best way to find a mentor like a Jim Rome or somebody else who is influential in your life?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people make too much of this, and, you know, I've got to find somebody who's willing to dedicate their life and meet with me once a week and, you know, have this real deep relationship. It's not necessary. I mean, the greatest people in the world have organized their best thoughts, spent years organizing, you know, their best insights of the path that they have come to arrive where they're at, and they've organized it in books. They've organized it in CD programs and DVD programs. So I've spent over 1,000 hours directly with my personal mentor, 99% of which were through his books and through his CD program. Because quite frankly, I spent both personal time and I've spent time with his materials, and I had far more quality time with his materials than I did with him personally, because the best of his ideas, organized and presented and polished and delivered, were what you find in their materials. And so, hey, for the cost of a $25 to buy somebody's book, or even a library card, you can walk into the halls of the greatest wisdom of the world, of paths that have already been blazoned by the greatest people on the planet, by just going and finding a mentor on the shelves of a bookstore or on the shelves of a library.
All right, Darren, I want to make it a little bit personal too. What did Jim Rome mean to you? What was his contribution to your success, would you say?
Well, Jim had this a very simplistic but profound philosophy on success and life. And again, it wasn't this gimmickry that we sort of see constantly paraded around us on a day-to-day basis. You know, there was no new scientific breakthrough. There was no such thing as a magic pill or any secret that was buried for 2,000 years by some secret society that was only unearthed recently and revealed for worldwide revelation. I mean, all that stuff is just marketing gimmickry. And so Jim just made it very simple and boiled it down to the real fundamental. You know, wisdom, and it's, if you ever get to a point of wisdom, it's all very simple. It's not very complex. But it's the application of that wisdom that is the difficult part. And so I connected with Jim's material because it was very simple and it was very profound and it was incredibly wise. And what I've tried to do is to take that message and give it application, provide a system that not only allows you to apply it, but allows you to stay consistent and allows you to stay motivated during that time that you need to stay consistent to actually realize the results that you're looking for.
Well, my guest is Darren Hardy, author of the book, The Compound Effect. He's also the editor, and I'm sorry, the publisher of Success Magazine. Now, shameless plug for Success, Darren. I'm a subscriber, and I like how you've turned it into sort of a multimedia experience. I particularly like the CD that you put in each issue. And the truth is that when the magazine comes, I rip out the CD, I listen to the CD, and I only go back and read the articles after I've listened to something that's sort of piqued my interest on the CD. So talking now a little bit more about your magazine publishing side of things, how and why did you decide to move Success to become a multimedia platform as you did?
Yeah, we're the only national newsstand publication that binds in a CD in every issue that is on newsstand or sent through subscription. And it really is the heart and soul of the magazine. I can't tell you how many people tell me that's what they do, exactly what you do. They take the CD, they put that in their car, they listen to it 4, 5, 6, 7 times before they even get a chance to sit down and actually read the magazine. And I conduct every one of those personal interviews myself. These are some of the greatest thought leaders and business leaders of our time that I get knee-to-knee with, and I get to bring you with me as a fly on the wall to participate in the conversation and really dig out the insights that these people have learned and developed through their extraordinary path towards their success. And so, yes, it's a very unique experience. And I always say that, you know, we're not really looking to learn what somebody has done, but to learn how they've done it. You know, how do they keep themselves motivated? How do they motivate people around them? What's their morning routine? You know, what are some of their best leadership philosophies? How do they lead people to their greater potential? How do they manage their time? What are some of their productivity tips? And so, you know, it's like not what Richard Branson has done, but how he's done it, and what are some of the things we can draw from his own personal practices that will help us in our own personal lives. And that's what we look to discover in those interviews on the CD inside the magazine.
Well, you do a marvelous job, and I have to say for public consumption that I admire the way in which you interview those people, Darren, so you do a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Well, my guest is Darren Hardy, author of the book, The Compound Effect, Jumpstart Your Income, Your Life, and Your Success. Darren, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The Compound Effect?
Well, essentially that success is simple. It's not easy. The process is again, can be frustrating and laborious and mundane, but that's the reality. I know that doesn't make for exciting infomercials or, you know, riveting movies or, you know, great book jacket, you know, blurbs, but that's the truth. But the key is there's about a half dozen fundamentals, and if you know what those are and you focus on them, and then you have a system that you can use as application and integration into your personal life, then finally you probably can achieve the goals and ambitions that you've always had set out before you, but were constantly being derailed, frustrated, or fragmented based on all the opinions and advice from, you know, some of the, you know, those that we're surrounded with on a regular basis. So it's really just sort of that 1-2-3 stepping stone pathway of the very essence of what it takes to succeed, and you'll find it inside the pages of The Compound Effect.
Well, Darren, I mean, you've probably piqued the interest of many of my listeners. If they wanted to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
TheCompoundEffect.com is where they can learn more about the book. And then my blog is Darren Hardy, DarrenHardy.success.com.
Darren, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much, Billy.
Thank you.
Good day.